Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hi, I'm Dr. Gillian Downs Allen, Assistant Lecturer in the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology at the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus. On this day, February the 27th, 1951, the Barbados Advocate published a photograph of Mrs. Christian Marpet Kelman, arguably the oldest person to have lived in Barbados. She was 116 years old at the time and resided at Cane Garden, St. Andrew. Mrs. Kelman was no stranger to the Barbados Advocate. The newspaper made it a point to follow her life since she became a centenarian. Her story had been featured in the February 7th edition the previous year. Marpet was the daughter of Wren Murray, a laborer, and the wife of Samuel Francis Kelman, whom she wed on June 27, 1867. Both Christian and her husband were laborers at the time of their nuptials. However, Samuel would rise to the rank of superintendent at the nearby Brucevale plantation. The windmill was still in operation then, but Marpet recalled that in 1905, the steam engine was introduced. The marriage certificate of Christian and Samuel showed that both were X markers, a clear indicator that neither was literate. In Barbados, during the first few decades of the post-emancipation period, education among the labor class was rare. It was not a priority for the government and in many cases was unaffordable for parents. Mrs. Kelman gave birth to 15 children, including Solomon, Teresa, Emily, Judith, Wilhelmina, Helena, Gershom, Elisha, Simon, Edric, and Beatrice. At least two preceded her in death, that is, Wilhelmina, and a son who was a soldier and who died in South Africa. The newspaper article of the previous year stated that she had over 120 grandchildren and great-grandchildren and that Marpet still manages to use her hoe despite she's beginning to lose her sight and hearing, otherwise strong. Marpet can remember when slavery was abolished. She passed away in 1952, 50 years after her husband Samuel, and was interred at the cemetery of the Anglican Church of St. Saviour at Friendship in St. Andrew on September the 15th.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.